The Emotionally Uncomfortable podcast is going live. Yes, you heard that correct. You can come ask your questions and get free live coaching. I'm going to be talking about all things attracting profit and parenting, which if you've been around for a while, profit equals time flexibility, emotional freedom, and all things money and wealth building. And of course, parenting. Come ask about why your kids do what they do, how to motivate your teens, and how you can become the adults they need. And the cool side effect is you can apply these principles to other relationships in your life, like your marriage, team building, and even your own parents. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/live to check out the next live podcast recording dates and topics. That's Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/live, live. See you there.
When is enough? When is it time to go home or stop working? When is it time to put the laundry away and say, I've done enough today? When is enough? Hey, ladies. Okay, I'm back. So another day, another podcast. I've been really intrigued by the comments and questions that I'm getting, a lot coming from Instagram, sending me direct messages on Instagram. So if you have a question for me, please let me know. I love engaging with you. So just go to find me at Mama's in Control on Instagram. Just another heads up before we dive into today's podcast. What am I doing? I am doing a giveaway for my 1-day Women's Leadership Mastermind that is coming next Friday. So I'm giving away 2 tickets. The early bird price for the tickets is $397. That goes up this Sunday, but those prices will be going up to $797, and then eventually the value of these tickets are $997. So the prices are going to continue to increase, so I highly suggest early bird gets the worm. But if you can't afford it right now and this is something that you've been desiring, then I highly suggest you head on over to my Facebook page. You can check that out. Just Google Heather Chauvin Facebook page. It's my Facebook fan page. There's a video that I put on my Facebook page. Just check it out on how to qualify for the giveaway. I think you have to comment, tag someone, and that's it. That's all you got to do. And I will be announcing those winners on Facebook on Friday. So check that out. Okay, so today I wanted to talk about being enough. I love this conversation, and I also love how the universe works because I follow a lot of mom podcasters and mom bloggers and Instagram people, and I get the extremes from people saying, you know, the ones that trigger me, which is like, I need to be exhausted and tired all the time, and there's never enough, and life sucks, and more wine, please, and, you know, I can't function without coffee, and all of that beautiful stuff that drives me nuts. And then on the other side, there's women like me who are talking about, like, when is enough? Like, I am a good enough parent. I am enough. And this sparked a conversation within myself, but often, like a lot of the women that I speak to, you're ambitious, you have goals, you have desires. There's something inside of you. There's this desire for change. You want to change, you know, maybe how you're treating your children. You want to change how maybe your children are experiencing the world. You want to change, you know, how you feel, how when you wake up, how you feel, and how you feel when you go to sleep at night. And a lot of times we have evidence around us that change, you know, makes us weird. Change makes us the black sheep. But the truth is, the reason why you have this desire in you is because you are a change maker. Part of your life purpose is not to be normal. Part of your life purpose is to be a leader and to be and to cultivate and create this change in your life. And it all starts at home. That's what I believe. So we find ourselves in these positions where people are asking us, like, how did you do that? Or, you know, like, why you're like, why are you asking me this? This comes natural to me. That is because that is part of your life purpose. So a lot of women ask me, like, how do you do it all? And I think that's a really loaded, dumb question because I don't do it all. So we have to realize that a lot of the questions that we're asking people are not even on the radar for other people. So someone said to me, how do you know when to stop working? How do you know when enough is enough? And this is my answer. The work will never be done. It will never be done. Your house will never be spotless. Your children's bedroom will never be neatly tidy. If you work or have a business, your work will never be done because there is limitless abundance. Your finances may never be perfect. Your schedule will never be perfect. So when we get into perfection and the all or nothing mentality, you get burnt out and energetically drained. But the truth is, sometimes we're these behaviors, and I always say that behavior is a language. Behaviors are a symptom to a deeper rooted problem. The core behavior here is, or sorry, the core belief is, I am not enough. And you may be surprised, and if you are this woman, you're not surprised, but it doesn't matter how much money you make. It doesn't matter the house that you live in. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter how you were brought up. I believe all of us, every single one of us as humans, we have a negativity bias. And part of that negativity bias is the belief of I am not enough. And when you are not consciously aware of your beliefs and the stories, and you don't have the emotional intelligence around that, you will allow these beliefs to run the show and to create shiny object syndrome, create perfectionism, create just overgiving because you feel like you're not enough as a person. So oftentimes people ask me, well, Heather, how do I start believing that I am enough? You have to test these boundaries. You have to test the story. So example, in my work, people pay me to deliver a service that is very vulnerable. People sometimes come to me at a last straw. I've invested thousands of dollars in personal development, or I've read all the books, or I've done this, I've done that. We've invested all of this in our children's health, and my marriage is falling apart. My health is falling apart. Heather, I need you to put my life back together. Or some people come to me and say, I'm making six figures in my business. Can you get me to multi six figures? Or I'm feeling great, Heather, but I'm just ready for somebody to kick my ass and to push me to the next level because I'm a very intimidating person to some people. And you seem like a strong personality and you're going to see through my bullshit and push me to the next level. So there's different variations of people that will attract to me and programs that they go in and things like that. So the reason why I tell you that is because, of course, there's moments where I ask myself and say, I don't feel like I'm enough for some people. I will have that thought that comes in, but that's a negativity bias. Because the truth is that person is choosing you for a reason. You have to show up for them. And sometimes I don't have all the answers. But if I get into a perfectionist mindset of my PDFs need to look perfect and my class needs to look perfect and, I need to micromanage everybody and I need to make sure that my videos are, the lighting is perfect and I don't screw up and all of that shit, which I screw up all the time, all I need to do is hold space for people and hear them and see what's going on and then guide them and push them, past their barriers and point them in the right direction and make sure that, they do have the resources that they're looking for. And, if I honestly believe I can't work with somebody, then I won't work with them. But I have to look at that belief every single day of, am I enough? And when it pops up, I have to question it. Heather, why do you think you're not enough in this moment? And so that's just in my business. in my parenting, this pops up. Am I doing enough for my child? My son has sensory processing. My other son has anxiety. This one got this on his report card. This one has a speech delay. This one didn't sleep through the night. This one, you know, got punched in the face. This one punched somebody else in the face. Like, am I enough? Am I doing enough? There's always going to be quote unquote experts that can give you guidance. But you have to realize that you are enough, that you're showing up for people enough, and that is enough. That today, maybe my eating wasn't perfect, maybe my exercise wasn't perfect, maybe I didn't eloquently hold enough space for people, maybe I talked too much, maybe I spent too much money, maybe I didn't spend enough money, maybe I, whatever, didn't drink enough water. I'm still enough. I am still enough. I am enough. You are enough. This pops up in our relationships. Am I doing enough for the other person? And so when we think about this individually and have this belief, it again, guys, there's no perfection here. It's just progress. You don't get rid of fear. You manage it. It's going to be there constantly. People assume, oh, I'm afraid to take action, therefore I'm not going to take action. Well, guess what? You're going to be living a very small life. Because even at your highest level, even the people that you look up to that you think are perfect, they're fucking terrified all the time. All the time. Is my book going to be enough? Is everything going to be enough? Am I going to be enough when, you know, I'm on book tour for my children? Am I blah, 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 blah? Gosh, I should write a freaking novel on the stories I have in my mind. But I don't let them stop me. I don't let them stop me. So when you ask me questions like, how do you do it all? My to-do list is endless. My home life is endless. I have so much on my plate. This is my suggestion. At the core of it, you have to believe you are good enough. That even if you like legit laid on your couch for a week and watched Netflix, why does that make you a bad person? For some people, that's extremely uncomfortable to do that. For other people, that's their comfort zone. So my suggestion for you is to get uncomfortable, but also realize that you are enough. Yes, you will have contrast in your life. Yes, things will suck. Yes, if you don't get off your ass and you're watching Netflix all day and you know you have bills to pay, like you need to take ownership for that. But that doesn't mean you're less of a person. So it's always balancing, you know, my relationship with balance, balancing this language that we have of how far do we push? Pay attention. You are already enough. You don't need to go after your goals and be incredibly ambitious and push, 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 hustle, hustle, hustle to prove something to anyone else. Do it because it sets your soul on fire. So when is enough? When do you close your laptop and go home? This is where you have to challenge yourself. This is where you're going to feel resistance. This is where the work is never done. One, it's knowing you are enough. Two, it's knowing that abundance is always available. You will always have an abundance of work to do, especially when you are a creative mind. You will always create problems. You will always create solutions. You will always create to-do lists. This is why I'm a huge fan of, are you living in alignment with how you want to feel? I could work 14-hour days, 5 days a week, 7 days a week, and I would still have more things to do. But I choose to live the lifestyle that I live because I want to create space in my life. I want to have present time with my family. I want to feel good. I want to be healthy. I want to be energized. Because my energy and how I show up makes a difference in the quality of service that I provide to my clients, the quality of parent that I am to my children, the relationships that I have in my life. So what's driving you? Is it your heart or is it your head? You are enough. Okay, ladies, so if you've been sitting on the fence wanting to attend the one-day mastermind, I know you have to travel. I know it's inconvenient, but guess what? It makes you uncomfortable. And in the discomfort is where you grow. So you have until Sunday night or the price doubles. So head on over to momisincontrol.com/one-day. This information is also on my website under Work With Me, which is my name, heatherchauvin.com. If you want to take advantage of the giveaway, then check out my Facebook fan page at Heather Chauvin. You can find me at Heather Chauvin on Facebook. And let's make magic happen. No more playing small. No more pretending that like you were just, you know, given the shitty end of the stick. No more pretending that your past predicts your future. No more pretending because you were gifted these children who may need additional support from you that your life needs to suck. You are here to make an impact. And if that impact is in your home, that's the best place to start. So I look forward to hearing from you. Lady, you may be inspired by me, but guess what? Magic happens when you take action.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/life quiz. It takes you 2 minutes and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/life quiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also on the inside show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/life, L-I-F-E, quiz.